have someone here who has overcome some seriously chronic illness in her life. Now, she had an accident which then made her numb and in pain on her whole right side, from being a dancer to losing her career and everything. And she talks about how she was able to completely transform her life and get out of that. Y'all, if you are into having transformation in your life and living a life with purpose, this is the episode for you. You're gonna love it. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And I'm so excited, right? So I've been checking all the numbers because I keep getting like all of these notifications. Oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah. I got 160,000 views on YouTube, like 120,000 downloads. Like, you guys are killing it. So thank you guys so much. So make sure you like, share, subscribe, all that great stuff so I can keep growing this community. Now, the reason for that is that I bring amazing human beings on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. And I love talking about different things that affect our life, which are wholeness and business and entrepreneurship and all of those great things that we are all going through as human beings, right? So I want to introduce you today to my guest, Pallavi Sethi, and she is really amazing. I just love her energy and I love everything about her. So she started in her 20s as a jazz dancer and choreographer in Delhi, India, and she built a really successful dance franchise across the country, and a deeper appreciation for life's unpredictability, if you will, led her to pivot towards health and wellness in her 30s. And she started dedicating her career and helping others find that peak performance. So this is why I'm telling you guys to listen up, right? Because we are trying to get there. We all want that inner peace. We all want that peak performance. We all want to live our lives the best way we can because we're not guaranteed tomorrow. So we should make today count. Now she is in her 40s, a proud mom, and she is all about empowering others to live fully and fearlessly. So let's dive into this because I cannot wait. Pallavi, welcome to Straight Talk. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very well. Thank you. Feel blessed to be here.
Thank you. I feel blessed to have you here. I love your energy and what you're bringing to the world. You know, I feel like if we can lean in more on goodness and positivity and like creating ourselves to be better versions as opposed to tearing people down or all of that stuff that's out there, I think that's what I want to bring to the world. And so that's why I love having these kind of conversations. So let's start off first with letting everyone know who you are. So Pallavi, who are you? I only told a little bit about you, but who are you?
Okay, so I'm one of the blessed women who have experienced a chronic illness in my past and recovered from it just from taking care of myself and completely following holistic wellness in my lifestyle. And now, just because I'm out of that chronic illness and chronic pain, I do understand that a lot of people out there are still waiting because they are still dependent on medications. They are still dependent to get themselves diagnosed correctly. They are still waiting to hear what is going wrong with their bodies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when something like that happens in anybody's life, I have had my experiences. It's a very tough, lonely and dark times of your life. And then you just don't know which way to go. And if I can share my experience and create a pathway for someone to understand where to start from the journey of your wellness, then I feel myself very grateful in doing that. So I am right now a founder of High Living Wellness, where we try to create awareness over holistic wellness as your lifestyle, not something you really need to cut off, go away from the world, live in the Himalayas and then practice. No, but right there, wherever you are, it is, if you are not even sick, it's a best time to even start practicing holistic wellness. Because that is just going to increase your vitality and your energy overall. That'll make you the pace runner how you want to be in life.
Yeah. So I'm going to dig into a couple of things. Okay. So, because everybody has a definition of what something means. And so I want to dig into your brain about what it means to you. Right. Mm-hmm. So, okay, let's go back a little bit because you had chronic illness, you said, and pain. So talk to me a little bit about that. What was going on there? Because you were a dancer for a while and all of that. So where was the chronic illness and pain? What kind of put you at the last straw that you were like, okay, I can't do this anymore, right? Because a lot of us, me included, right, we're having some chronic pain and stuff like that in my life, and autoimmune conditions and all of that. I just kept working through it. I just kept working. You know what I'm saying? Like, almost to my demise. Like, I barely could walk without falling to the ground in pain. So I just need to know, for you, what was that for you? And like that last straw.
So it's, you know, it was like I was in best of my health. I was at peak of my dancing career. And 2011, I met with an accident. The accident was not that a big deal. But what was very, you know, surprising for me and my family was that even after the accident, after all the wounds, stitches, everything done, but still my pain was not going away. So I had a pain over my right hand. Later on, it got spread over my right leg. And then the movement stopped. Forget about dancing. I was not even able to move bed, or I was not even able to eat anything from my right hand, or work, or drive, or write. It was just dead. My right side was completely dead, and I was bedridden for at least good 2 years, as far as I know. And I was going to different doctors, from a general physician to a pain specialist to a chiropractor to, you know, neuro specialist, everywhere. You can think of a doctor, and I had been there. In India, we have more other options, like, you know, Ayurveda, homeopathy, and other holistic wellness. I tried everything, but nobody was able to diagnose what was wrong with me. And then my, you know, life changed when I heard one of the doctors telling my family that there is no pain. Pain is in her head. She needs just a little bit of attention. And that turned some switch in my head. And I said, okay, if the doctors don't know, I'm depending on them for my life. If they don't know what's wrong with me, I need to take care of myself. And I was so desperate, so suffering by then, because the career was gone. I had lost my identity since childhood. I'd always been dancing. I didn't know anything else to do. And I had got married just 6 months ago before that accident.
Wow.
So in a whole new life, settling up at a new place with my husband. And this accident happened, and I was dependent on my husband to even take a shower, to eat food, to go anywhere. I was just lying on bed with closed curtains, dark room, not meeting anybody. I didn't know how to get out of that, you know, the black hole of pain. Like, now when I look back, it looks like a black hole of pain, because I'm not able to come out of it. So there I decided that I will throw away the medicines, and desperation, I started learning energy healings and started learning yoga. Though right now it's sounding like, oh, that was a mantra kind of, but it didn't work like that. I had gone through various levels of yoga classes and energy classes, and nothing was working out because I didn't know what to fix.
Right.
You are on a journey to fix yourself. Right. You just don't know what to fix. And I think I was still in a shock state after 2 years of that accident, that, you know, what just happened? You know, 10 seconds, one accident. I don't remember anything about those 10 seconds. And my life has changed tremendously. It was a blackout for me when I'm riding a bike, and there I go, after, you know, 10, 20 seconds, I open my eyes and I'm here in the middle of an accident. So those 20 seconds, those are like deleted from my memory. I just don't know what really happened. So thereon I started, and, you know, and magic happened in one of the meditation classes where I was just sitting, and the meditation teacher said, you know, go back and check how you feel your pain now, how your body's feeling. And I realized there is no pain for a change. And
that must have been a beautiful moment.
That was like a eureka moment. What just happened? I can get out of the pain. It was 24/7. It was shouting, screaming inside my body. I used to talk to my pain. Can you stop for like 10 minutes? I need to think. What am I doing next? But I wasn't able to stop it. And then when that happened, it was like a eureka moment that, oh my God, I can stop this pain. And I started going to meditation class again and again and again and again.
Yeah, now you were like almost addicted to seeking that peace, right?
It was like, you know, in my stuck life, someone just moved the hamster wheel, as you say, you know, started rolling for me. And then it didn't stop, because from there, after I think 30 days continuously of meditation or 40 days of meditation, my turnaround time changed for pain. So it was coming back, but it was taking longer intervals to come back. So that was my understanding. And then I went to school to study proper yoga, proper meditation and energy healings as well, because I realized, you know, it's in the head or it's not in the head. All I know is if I work on my energies, I can stop this and become well. And that's what happened. In 1.5 years, I was absolutely healthy.
Wow.
Then I got blessed with my son. And then everybody started observing and started asking, what are you doing? You look very different, you know, from past few years. And I started another business and I was doing well in that. And everybody wanted to know. And that's how I started teaching yoga and energy healing at that time. But then I just stopped the yoga classes regularly because I understood that if you have to make a change in yourself, those classes give you an option to attend it or not to attend it if you don't have time.
Right.
If you want to change something, you need to be disciplined. And that's how I started yoga retreats. Where, you know,
I really love that. And you know what? Okay, so you said a lot of things, right? Because there's also something powerful about our energy. There's something very powerful in that. You know, in the last 2 weeks, I had a couple things happen to me where somebody broke into my websites, which broke into my emails, which broke into my bank accounts, and it just became a complete disaster, right? And so I was feeling very defeated. I was feeling very defeated, but I was realizing that in that mindset of being defeated, because this person, these people, whatever, kind of wiped a lot of things out. I had to rebuild. It's like been a nightmare. Right? I'm still rebuilding. But here's the thing. I did shift my mindset because I was starting to feel a little depressed. I was starting to feel anxious. I was starting to feel angry. Yeah. And I realized that because I was feeling like that, I couldn't show up for the things I had to do. You know, for my clients, I couldn't show up for the coaching group. I couldn't show up for my lives. I just couldn't show up because I was so tired and burnt out, but I understand energy, right? And so I was able to recoup. For me, it's God. I believe in God. I believe in prayer. So for me, that's what gave me back my energy. And you said a lot, right? Because when you were in pain, you closed the curtains. You were in darkness. That did not help you. That didn't help, right? Because all it did was add to the pain you were already feeling in your mind. So if someone's listening right now, and is feeling this darkness in their life, right? Not even just the pain, because I'm sure pain is also involved, but just the darkness, Pallavi. Like, how do you recommend that they shift themselves out of that, even if it's a small step?
See, pain is invisible. And when we talk about pain, everybody thinks it's physical pain. But believe me, most of us are dealing with invisible pain, which is, you know, stress, thinking about something, just feeling I'm not good enough. I cannot take the next step. I don't know where to start from. All of these are also psychological pains. So you don't need to wait for a physical pain to appear in your life. Anytime if you're feeling low, you're feeling, I'm not happy, I don't have any more energy to move around, that should be your sign that this is my sign. My body is asking for something else. I need to change my energies. I need to change whatever I'm doing with my body. And I always give this example that, you know, what happens when you try to clean your house during the Christmas time? You know, your house, you know, you need to clean it, you need to maintain it, you need to make it look beautiful for Christmas. But do you really think that I want to start from living room, or I want to start from kitchen, or I want to start from bedroom? You just start from somewhere. And once you start, you end up cleaning the whole house. Yeah. Isn't it? And at the Christmas day, you have a beautiful house. Same is with the body. A lot of times you waste a lot of, energy in just thinking, should I change my food? Should I start going to gym? Should I start enrolling for yoga classes? What is meditation? How do I really sit down? Should I get a new haircut? Don't waste your time in thinking so much. Take that one step, which is easiest. First step. Because I always believe, you know, all the good habits have the magnetism to attract more good habits. So start waking up early in the morning, there is no way that if you wake up early in the morning and you don't attract another good habit, you cannot have a pizza at 5 a.m. in the morning. You will not have junk food. if you start waking up just 5 a.m. in the morning or 6 a.m. in the morning, as per your lifestyle, after a while, you will see, oh, I have a lot of time in hand. Everybody else is sleeping. Let me step out for a walk. Let me read a few books. Let me make myself some hot water because I have a whole day to consume my coffee. It is meant to happen. It is meant to happen that you will sit for some time and do nothing. Human bodies are
love that.
Enough to exploit. We are a very intelligent body. We know how to heal ourselves. So once you will start with one area, either you change your food, either you start your movement, either you start just breathing, sitting and breathing, or my best idea is meditation. And meditation is not scary. It's just leaving your gadgets aside, sit and do nothing.
Don't
try to stop your thoughts. Don't try to create new thoughts. Don't try to do any chanting. If you are not a pro, if you don't know how to really meditate, if you haven't gone to any classes, easiest way is sit down, do nothing. If possible, look at the sky or look at the grass, whatever is available. But start from somewhere to take care of yourself.
I love that so much. Yeah, I love that. I love that you said that because it gives people the freedom to work within what is in their lifestyle and what they can do, right? Because sometimes people say, no, you got to do this, cold shower, do this, jump out, go, you know, and I'm like, you don't always have to do that. How about you open your eyes like I do every morning? And I'm so grateful for another peaceful night of sleep that nobody hurt me or that, you know, that my home, because I have a lot of trauma in my life from things that have happened to me when I was younger. And it used to always happen at night, right? And so now when I wake up in the morning, I'm grateful to God that I have had no harm come to me, that my home is safe, that I'm, you know, that I'm breathing, that I can see, that my children are alive and well, that my grandchildren are here, you know, like that kind of stuff. I'm so grateful. So I always have a like really beautiful time with God in the morning about gratitude. Yes. You know, and then I quietly either meditate on the word of God. So I'll have it playing and listening to it, or I'll just do what you just said, because my anxiety sometimes is that I feel like I always need to be doing something. And that has a lot to do with our self-worth, because we always feel like if we're not doing anything, we're not worthy, right?
You bang on right on that. You know, we are a generation where we just, you know, really show off our hustling culture. And we're very proud that we are working 24/7. We even work on weekends. We sleep late at night. I'm surviving on, you know, packed food. It's not the right deal. You know, I always say, if you are buying convenience right now, you will have to pay for that convenience sometime in your life. Yeah. So if you are buying convenient food, you're buying packed food and you know, eating all the time, that not cooking fresh food yourself, you will pay for that convenience later.
Yeah.
If you are sitting at one place and just working, not slowing down, not giving enough time for your body to recover, to heal, to still down, you know, just take this example. When you're running the car in full speed and the dust is blowing and you know, clearing off that dust clouds, you're still at full pace taking your car, it feels good that you are trying your best to reach to your goal. It feels good. But during that process, your car's, you know, wear and tear, that creates a lot of, you know, haphazard for you. Your mind, your anxiety, because you are driving in a very fast speed, that's creating a haphazard for you. But when do you enjoy all of that hustling? When you stop the car. When you stop the car and the clouds of that dust disappear and you actually see your goal, oh, it's just, you know, this long I have to go. I'm just reaching, you know, it's right in front of me. That feeling, all I'm trying to say, comes from stillness. So even when you're running every day in your life, to feel that, what are you running for? To feel gratitude
I love that.
Like, very commonly, you don't have to push yourself to feel gratitude. You will feel gratitude if you'll just settle down. In stillness, you get your answers from your own life. But if you'll keep running, it will keep running. You don't know how far you have gone because you haven't enjoyed that process. You haven't enjoyed your journey of running.
Yes.
You stop somewhere. So slow down is, you know, the new age mantra. It should be the new age mantra instead of just hustling and, you know, running around. Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, it's very interesting because I like to dig into like different like topics and things like that in my life. Right. And so I was digging into the hustle culture and the big gurus out there and all that kind of stuff. It's very interesting because what I found was actually is that a lot of them aren't even telling you the truth. Right. So a lot of times we're running after something they're saying, but not doing. And I'm just like, wow, that's so interesting. So it's so good because when you start to dig into those kind of things, you start to realize, Nina, you're only in competition with yourself if you need to be in competition. Like, are you better today than you were yesterday? Do you treat people with kindness? Are you somebody who loves yourself enough? Like that kind of stuff, right? And so I love that you said that that should be a new mantra, and I agree. So I want to transition that now into what it is that you do, because you, I know you said in the beginning that you do a lot of retreats. So I want to know what that looks like. What is a retreat? What does that look like? Especially for somebody who's listening and they need to pause. So tell me about that.
So, you know, I do yoga retreats in Toronto right now. So where I encourage people to cut down from the noise of their daily life and come and spend some time with me, where I will be talking about holistic wellness and how some basic steps in your daily life can keep going the, you know, the wheel of wellness in your own life. So you don't need to all the while go away and take care of your wellness. You don't need to be in hospitals. You don't need to be in yoga retreats. You don't need to be in meditation camps. At your home, while hustling, you can take care of yourself. Because I try to tell everybody, the whole wellness a game starts from only two things. One is balance in your life, you know, not going over the board with your work, not resting too much. So how do you strike a balance? That is different for everybody. Yeah. That is different for every lifestyle. Number two is awareness. If you are aware about things around yourself, then you will understand the balance. If you are aware that, oh, now I need to stop because I have been eating out from 2 days. Now is my time, maybe to detox my body, maybe to just have some nice fruits, maybe to be on a juice diet, maybe, you know, to work out a little more. If you are aware, you will always strike a balance, or at least you will pursue striking a balance, you know, and that will be the wellness journey I will help you to create. So come over to one of my yoga retreats, leave your phones aside, be ready to try out new things, because I try to keep 3 days or 5 days or 7 days, as many as you can take out from your life, in complete yogic lifestyle. I try to give the food as the sun comes up, we eat. As the sun goes down, we stop eating. We do a lot of yoga. We do breath work. We do meditation. We talk a lot about life and how to deal with life. So if you don't know where to kickstart your wellness journey, please reach out and I will be absolutely happy to help you, because I know how it is like to suffer in loneliness and then you don't know who to reach out to, because in my case, I didn't know where to go. Who should I ask the next question?
Yeah.
Please, I'm available. Reach out if you have any health related queries.
Yeah, that's amazing. That sounds peaceful too. Like you made me like, ooh, that sounds so good. No phones, just hanging out with you, doing some yoga and breath work. And oh, that sounds amazing.
Awesome. Very difficult to do. Anytime we say, you know, anything is very easy, people feel it's very difficult. I tell people, leave your phone aside. They're always checking.
Yeah.
Now for 5 minutes, just be here. Don't do anything. That becomes so difficult for everyone. Someone has, you know, wandering thoughts in their mind. They have itching in their body. All sorts of energy you will start feeling. There's so much sensation going on in your body. Yeah. That's why every day, 10 minutes, please give for your healing, for yourself. You will save a lot of heck and time and money from the doctors, from illness. And believe me, nobody likes to get sick. So you achieve all the goals in the world till the time you're in good health. But the moment you're sick, the only goal you want to achieve is good health. Nothing else. So please give yourself those 10 minutes every single day. Be in stillness.
Yeah, be in stillness. Yeah, I think that's, and that's something we have to keep in mind too. Like I was talking to someone, she's a mom and she has a teenage son, right? Mm-hmm. And so she was talking about how her son is always on the video games, always playing video games. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay. She's like, I told him he needs to get off of the video games. I said, did you get off of your phone when you told him to get off of the video games? And she's like, I was like, exactly. See, we are also, as adults, are doing the same thing. And we're just not recognizing it because we think that us being on Instagram scrolling mm-hmm. is different than them being on a video game, but it's not different. Right. Absolutely. And so now in the morning, I just don't even look at this thing. I don't even look at it. Right. Mm-hmm. I listen to the word. Like I said, I be in peace. I go walk my dogs. I go take a nice walk because movement is important, especially now that I've gotten my getting my health back on track. Right. All that kind of stuff. So I've always been somebody, and I'm sure a lot of people who are listening are like this too, where you work and work and work and work and work and work, and then you forget about yourself. That's what I did to myself. And I did it to the point of having autoimmune conditions, right? So now I have Sjogren's disease and Graves' disease and all this other stuff because I literally wore my body to the ground because I needed to get the six figures and make sure I had the big business. And you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I didn't pause.
Well, Nina, I just want to bring you back to our beginning question. In 2014, I did get a diagnosis where my accident was in 2011. And mm-hmm. 2014, I got a diagnosis, which was called fibromyalgia. The pain was constant. Yeah. That's also mm-hmm. autoimmune disorder. So mm-hmm. I studied a lot over autoimmune disorder. And I realized that most of the women go through autoimmune disorder. And why so? Because we are so people pleaser. We will not talk our heart out. We will not take that first step to take care of ourselves. We want to take care of the whole world. Yes. And in the end, if we have some energy, we will take care. If we don't have the energy, we will crash. Our own focus never comes back to our own body, to our own life, because we're so busy giving out our focus outside. That's why meditation and breathing is so important. Breath work is so important for women because that will bring your awareness inside. And trust me, I always say, you know, a woman can be a pretty woman. It can be a Wonder Woman. It can be a Superwoman. But believe me, if you are a healthy woman, you are actually a powerful woman.
Yes.
Because the time you're not healthy, you know, your whole house will stop. Your whole business will stop. You are that strongest pillar on which everything is running. And please give yourself that credit and take care of yourself if you want everything in good condition. If you want hustling, if you want to achieve your dreams, first, most important focus is your own wellness. And you know, that I always encourage you. You brought a very beautiful, topic where I also deal with my son, and he's always on screen like all other children. But we figure out a time that, you know, as a family, we will all leave the phones aside and we will sit down and we will meditate together. So in the beginning, he used to really feel bothered that, you know, what is this meditation? I'm just 10. I don't need to meditate, you know, Mama.
He doesn't know the gift you're giving him with that. It's such a gift.
But, you know, Nina, that's about being parents, that we need to be consistent. If we'll say 100 times, they may listen once or twice, and that will be our winning moment. So I tried to follow that routine, you know, in my family, my husband, my son and me, and we try to meditate every single day. And now I hear such great feedbacks. He has no idea what he's been doing with himself. Before a big game, he sits down quietly and he takes few deep breaths. He does humming. Humming is a beautiful breath work, you know, where you take a B sound, you make a B sound and your mind gets relaxed. I always recommend doing humming for everybody to relax your mind. And now my son was suggesting his teammates that, you know, don't get panicked. We still don't have goals, but we can do humming. We can relax. And, you know, then we're going to strike some nice
goals. I love that.
Felt so good. It felt like, you know, I've been consistent.
Oh, good.
The results are flourishing.
And I
get to hear this from everywhere, where he goes for play dates, you know, feedback from schools that he's trying to tell everybody that it's okay, take a deep breath and everything will be fine.
Oh, so, I love that. So good.
To start doing it, you know, monkey see, monkey do. So what we do. So we need to be away from our screens for a while, and then we need to bring our attention to our inner self. That's how they learn. It is so simple. You have to start.
It is. Yeah. And that's what I've been doing like this last, maybe more seriously the last few months, but for the last year, is really trying to take care of myself. Like, what do I put in my body? What am I eating? Like, I cook every day because I'm a chef. So I cook every day and that kind of stuff. And I love all of that. And I just been now working on my husband too. Like, he's not feeling well. Some chronic stuff is coming up. And I'm like, okay, babe, so we have to change, because they're putting him on all this medication, to your point. And the medication is actually giving him other issues. And he's like, babe, I can't do this anymore. I'm like, exactly. So Whole Foods, let's go for a walk. Let's go do, you know, he works really hard every day. So it's like, okay, but we got to detox your mind. It's heavy all the time, like all this stuff. So he's saying that he's willing. He's saying he's willing. So let's hope that he is. But no, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so very much. I'm so happy that you're already on your way towards great stuff and great steps towards your wellness. And I just hope everybody else too. So I really request everybody, if you have any questions and you don't know where to start from for your wellness, please reach out. Feel free to just dropping a message is good enough. Is good enough.
And that's what I wanted to ask you. So for those of you, because some people are watching us on YouTube, but some people listen to us. So give us the information on how people can find you and learn more about what you do.
Sure. So best way to reach out to me is my website, which is www.highlivingwellness.com. And if you want to reach out to my Instagram page, which is highliving_Pallavi, P-A-L-L-A-V-I. And you can drop me a message if you have any questions about your health and wellness. I also put on challenges. I try to keep everything engaged about, you know, gratitude walks, because I'm a big believer on going on a walk and giving gratitude. I keep on putting about stuff about meditation, because I really think that's the game changer in coming times when we have gadgets, we have AI stepping into our life. We really need meditation to look within you know, use our own AI. We have an inbuilt AI. It's just that we haven't discovered it yet. So meditation bring us there probably.
I love it.
Definitely. Yoga retreats is the best place where you and I can sit together and create a tailor-made wellness program also for yourself. So any questions, please feel free to write an email, to drop in a message. There is a provision from my website and from my Insta page. Anywhere you can drop me a message. And I try to reach out really fast.
Well, I appreciate you being here, and thank you for sharing your story as well, because that's a very powerful story, right? For someone who was very athletic, because dancing is like is very athletic, right? So you're dancing all of your life, and then to be in a place of darkness and not being able to move your right side for 2 years is a huge thing to overcome. And what I want for all of those who are listening is to be inspired that no matter where they are right now, you can overcome this. You can overcome it. Like, you know, maybe maybe you're saying to yourself, no, I'm in a wheelchair, I can't get out. That's probably true, but that does not mean that you can't live a life that's fulfilling. That doesn't mean that. Right? I've had people on the show, like I had this one woman on the show who was an artist who can't, she has a bone disease. So every time she moves, her bones break, right? But you know how she's learned how to draw on her side with her one hand that still works, and she makes art, and she's in different forums, and she sells her paintings. And I'm like, how dare we, right? Yeah. Like, not take all the gifts that we have. Exactly. Like, she is in a wheelchair and she's never grown up because her body, her bones don't grow. They just break. They're so fragile, right? Mm-hmm. And she's an older woman and she's on her side painting. For goodness sakes, y'all, if you're listening to me right now and you have the ability to stand, the ability to walk, or the ability to see, or the ability to think, utilize what you have and be grateful for it. And then pause, because I'm telling you that what you have, somebody else out there wish they can have it, right? And we just need to be grateful for all the things in our life.
Can I just add one last thing?
Yes, please.
I always share this example with everyone. If you walk into a room where, you know, everybody's laughing at a table, what do? Your first reaction is always laugh. And then you say, what's the joke about?
Right, right.
That energy gets so infectious that you really end up mirroring that energy. You don't even know the joke. Same happens, you know, when you surround yourself with people who are always stressed. So you walk in there, or you kind of consume your you know, your content on social media, which is depressing towards the pain and, you know, not helping you evolve at all. So then that is what your energy will mirror. So please involve yourself at the right places if you want to evolve, is my request. Yeah. Because understand what you are consuming even on social media, that's also affecting your energy. It's not just food and exercise. It is also what you are consuming otherwise in the whole world. So be very aware. Be very aware of what you are consuming.
So good. And so good. I'm so glad you were here. You're such a beautiful person. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, Pallavi. Thank you.
Thank you.
So good.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, so fun, guys. Oh, I love her, right? I know. I'm going to list all of her information, but no, I want to make sure that you stop, pause, okay? Don't be scrolling on to the next thing, okay? I don't know if you like, share, subscribed yet, so you better stop. But here's the thing. I want to make sure that you have a point in your life where you realize, I don't need to keep this hustle, because how long do you think you're going to keep this up? You know, eventually your body's going to wear out. You're going to be burnt out. You're going to be exhausted. And then you're going to start feeling defeated. And that's not what we want. We want you to be able to capture the moments in between so that you can actually rise up above whatever the thing is that you think is going to stop you. Because 95% of the things we think about that we worry about never even happen. I want you to center yourself and be here today, right now. So thank you guys for hanging out with me and Pallavi. She's a beautiful human being. I want to make sure that you have all of her info in case you have, maybe you want to go on one of these retreats in Toronto. I don't know, but that sounds like fun to me, y'all. Thank you guys for being here. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.